Funding factors and application components. Not all eligible applicants are guaranteed funding. Funding decisions are made primarily through a formula that considers the following factors, which have equal weight. 1. Percent of performances impacted. The percent of performances impacted is the total number of eligible performances divided by the total number of performances. For example, if a performing arts center presents 100 performances a year and 30 of them are eligible performances, then 30% of the performing arts center's performances would be considered impacted because the eligible performances are those that compete most directly with casinos. The formula allocates more funds to those performing arts centers that have a higher percentage of impacted performances. 2. Total fees paid to touring shows or artists for the eligible performances. The formula allocates more funds to those performing arts centers that spend more money on touring shows or artists because organizations whose business model relies more heavily on these types of shows and artists will be the most impacted by competition with casinos. The application components that are used to calculate these funding factors are described in depth below. For the fiscal year 24 application, organizations will need to report on performances for calendar year 2022, January 1st, 2022, through December 31st, 2022. Total performances. To calculate the total number of performances, the organization should count the number of performances that are live presentations of performing arts for an audience. For organizations that present multidisciplinary events, they do not have to count every gallery opening, yoga workshop, or craft fair. The focus is on the number of performing arts events for live audiences. Presented by the organization or presented by a producer renting the organization's venue. Total eligible performances. To calculate the total number of eligible performances, the organization should review the list of total performances already identified and should count the number of performances that meet all three of the following criteria: take place in Massachusetts and are available to the general public by free or paid admissions, performances only open to university students, K-12 school groups, or other limited audiences are not considered open to the general public, and feature touring shows or artists. 3. Total fees paid to touring shows or artists. Using the list of total eligible performances already identified, provide the eligible, actual cash expenses paid by the organization to touring shows or artists for those eligible expenses. Eligible cash expenses that should be included: payments to the show slash artist, including bonuses and percentages, housing costs for the touring show slash artist, travel costs for the show slash artist, and only payments made directly from the applicant organization to the touring show slash artist. Ineligible expenses that should not be included: any fees paid to the show slash artist by a producer renting the applicant organization's venue, in-kind expenses, and any show or artist fees for performances that are not included in the total eligible performances, and any show or artist fees for performances that are not included in the total eligible performances.